Welcome to Abu Ali Express Telegram. Lots of news coming out of the Middle East today. Where do we even begin?
Well, the situation is certainly complex. We've got reports of American strikes in Yemen, Israeli actions in Lebanon and Gaza, and even some intriguing news from Iran and Egypt.
Let's start with Yemen. 50 American airstrikes concentrated around Sana'a and Hodeidah. That's a significant escalation, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the Houthi-aligned media are reporting casualties, though the numbers are still relatively low. It'll be interesting to see how this develops.
Speaking of escalating situations, the news from Gaza is grim. Civilian displacement, destruction, it's a humanitarian crisis.
And there's a comment about Gazans leaving with bags of Chef Morgan flour. A small detail, but somehow poignant, don't you think? Amidst the chaos, they're clinging to normalcy.
I see. It's a stark reminder of the human cost of these conflicts. Then there's the diplomatic front. Turkey hosting a high-level Hamas delegation. What's the story there?
Turkey's role in the region is always interesting. This meeting could have significant implications, especially given the current tensions.
Meanwhile, the IDF is establishing a new military facility in the West Bank, and the White House has released a statement about the hostages held by Hamas. It seems like every corner of the region is a hotbed of activity.
It certainly does. And on a completely different note, we have Elon Musk talking about attaching Optimus robot limbs to amputees. A bit of a leap, but it's Musk, so anything is possible, right?
Ha! Only Musk would come up with something like that in the midst of all this. From robot limbs to ancient tombs, eh? What's this about a newly discovered Egyptian tomb?
A fascinating archaeological discovery. The tomb of Prince Userkaf's son, no less. A glimpse into ancient history.
Got it. So we've got conflict, diplomacy, technology, archaeology. It's a real mix today. What about the situation in Lebanon? Israeli airstrikes, Hezbollah. It sounds tense.
Extremely tense. And there's a tragic incident involving an accidental explosion of unexploded ordnance that killed Lebanese soldiers. A grim reminder of the lingering dangers even after conflicts subside.
And amidst all of this, there are reports of a river of watermelons in Iran after a truck overturned. A moment of levity, I suppose, in a region often dominated by darker news.
Indeed, a small reminder that even in times of turmoil, life goes on. And speaking of life going on, there's a report about Gazans quietly emigrating, a sign of the times, perhaps.
Interesting. It paints a picture of a population seeking a way out. A complex and ever-changing landscape, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And as always, we'll continue to monitor the situation and keep our listeners informed.
Thanks for joining us on Abu Ali Express Telegram. Until next time, stay safe and informed. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.